Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever you are watching this, you are very welcome sharing in our worship from the West Highland Peninsulas, from the congregations of Ardgour. I'm here by the side of Loch Linney and Strontian and Morvern, neighbouring parishes of Ardnamurchan and Acharachel, and indeed Fort William, Kilmally and Kilmaneveig, where I am currently interim moderator. So to you all from around the congregations, welcome. And I know that there are many who are sharing with us from further afield. Wherever you are, welcome. Although we are apart, we come together as we worship our God. Today, the fourth Sunday of the season of Easter, is often referred to as Good Shepherd Sunday. And our readings take us to some of what Jesus had to say being a shepherd, a leader, one to be followed, one to listen to. Come and see the shepherd, listen to his voice, and let him gently guide you where you may not want to go. Come and see, Jesus is here and is calling you by name. Come, let us worship the shepherd. Our first hymn today is Praise to the Lord, the Almighty.
Creator God, maker of all that we know, we thank you that through your Son we can call you Father. We thank you that through him you've shown us how precious we are to you. We know that we are safe in your love, which will never let us go. We may not be able to understand the depth and power of your love or why you want to bring us into a relationship with you. But we come gladly as your children to accept your love and ask that you will make us worthy of it. Thank you for knowing us and keeping us close to you. Help us to listen to your voice as sheep listen to the voice of their shepherd. We know that we have not always heard your voice or wanted to hear it. Forgive us when you speak and we are not willing to listen. When you speak to us through the language of people in need and we feel we cannot help. Or when you speak to us through the language of your creation and we take it for granted or harm it. Forgive us when we ignore your voice in scripture or in the fellowship of others. Help us to listen to you, whatever language you use to talk to us, and to find our own answer to you. Help us to be people who listen to you, to each other, and to your creation, so that we can be the people you want us to be and live lives worthy of your love. In Jesus' name, amen.
John chapter 10, from verse 22. They were celebrating Hanukkah just then in Jerusalem. It was winter. Jesus was strolling in the temple across Solomon's porch. The Jews, circling him, said, "How long are you going to keep us guessing? If you're the Messiah, tell us straight out." Jesus answered, "I told you, but you don't believe. Everything I have done has been authorized by my Father, actions that speak louder than words. You don't believe because you're not my sheep. My sheep recognize my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them real and eternal life. They are protected from the destroyer for good. No one can steal them from out of my hand. The Father who put them under my care is so much greater than the destroyer and thief. No one could ever get them away from him. I and the Father are one heart and mind."
Today, the fourth Sunday in the season of Easter, is often called Good Shepherd Sunday. And our passage today from John chapter 10 certainly takes us to mention of Jesus as the Good Shepherd. Often as I'm travelling around the single track roads here and seeing the sheep by the roadside and sometimes having to stop and let them cross the road, I sometimes wonder what they are thinking. And maybe more significantly, I start to wonder how they think. You see, sheep, unlike ourselves, we don't think, at least I don't think sheep think with words and phrases and language. And as soon as we try to imagine how the sheep think, we start thinking the way we think, which maybe isn't the way a sheep thinks. Are you with me? And that takes me to the thought that the sheep and other animals must have a thought process, but not in terms of language the way we have. And maybe it's a much purer, simple thought. Maybe humanity in many ways has overcomplicated life, and there can be so many thoughts and feelings and emotions are running around our minds. And sometimes all we need to do, all we have to do, all we should do, is to bask, enjoy knowing that we are loved by the Good Shepherd, who leads us to the places of calm, when so often the world takes us to the places of noise and busyness and confusion and so many thoughts and words buzzing around. And so one of the things that I want us to do today is simply to enjoy the presence of God, knowing that we belong within the flock of God. And we're led to the places where our soul is refreshed. Today is Good Shepherd Sunday, a Sunday that is also often known as Vocation Sunday. And the image of the shepherd is one that we use of ministers, bishops, priests, and the shepherd's crook, an image of leadership. Within the church, we need shepherds, we need leaders, we need ministers. And one of the things that the church does on this Good Shepherd Sunday is to pray for the current clergy, the leadership in the church, and also praying that men and women will listen to that still small voice calling into ministry. And so we pray for all those discerning that call and offering their lives into Christian ministry and service. Jade McLean is such a student in training for ministry who has just recently completed a placement with Richard Baxter at Fort William Kilmally and Kilmaneveig. And I'm delighted to let you know that Jade, in fact, will be continuing to be with you over the summer months in an informal summer placement. So that's good news. And pray for Jade as she offers herself in this Christian ministry. And so we pray for clergy and those who might respond to the call to be shepherds of the flock. But of course, each one of us within the flock of God is called to share in that ministry. We talk about the priesthood of all believers. We're all shepherds. We're all called to share our part in caring, tending for the flock. And there are lots of different things that we're able to do. These are very much times of change for our congregations, all of them. And as we think about new structures, as we think of different allocations of ministry and difficult questions around buildings, can I invite you to rise to the challenge to listen for the voice of Jesus? Listen to that quiet voice of God and listen for what God is calling us to be in this time, in this place. There are lots of things, of course, we want to hold on to the best of our tradition and our past. But I think God is calling us to new things. And maybe there are particular tasks that God is prompting you towards. As we think on what it means to be one. Jesus prayed for the disciples that they might be one. And we can think of all the great questions around the ecumenical movement and how the church in so many ways is fragmented. But you know, before we take on all those big ecumenical, denominational questions, we need to think about what it means in our own congregations to be as one and to be sharing together within our congregation and with neighbours. And one of the ways that we've been doing that recently, of course, is in so much online digital ministry and how important it is as we can connect not only with those who are still wary of being in crowded places as COVID restrictions ease, but also thinking of how we can connect with you who are unable to get into the church building. And the church is so much more than buildings. It's about belonging. Belonging to that flock in which each one of us has an important part to play. Currently, these video worship services are prepared largely by myself and Ella Gill and Jean Whitten. Mike Whitten often provides some of the prayers, and every week one of the music items comes from him. So many different parts that come together. And I wonder if you might like to do a reading sometime to record that, or maybe a prayer, or maybe some of you would rise to the challenge to do a wee reflection as I'm doing just now. Maybe there are some photographs that you have from around the local area that might feature in our video worship services. Maybe you have that hidden talent that we haven't heard about yet. Maybe you're really into the video editing. Maybe you could be a part of what we are doing to reach out with God's love in our 21st century context. Each one of us important. Jesus, of course, told that parable of the lost sheep, the parable that reminds us that each one is an important part of the whole. You belong in the flock of God. You belong within what God is up to here in Lochaber. You are loved by the good shepherd who knows you by name and invites you to be part of the adventure that is life, life in all its fullness. Amen.
Loving Father, we pray for those who feel that they don't belong anywhere anymore. We think of people who have been displaced from their homes because of war or natural disaster and feel that they have no community to belong to. We pray for those who have lost jobs or livelihoods, who may feel marginalised or looked down on by society. We think of those who have lost people they love and are finding it difficult to learn to live with the new environment that brings. We think of those who are ill and unable to take part in the community around them. Father, we ask that you will comfort all those who feel displaced, uncertain, or unloved. Surround them with your love and let them hear your voice speaking to them in peace and hope. Give each one of us the wisdom to recognise when people around us are feeling lost or alone, and give us the compassion to stand by their side, with them in their need. Help us also to recognise when we need support ourselves in our loneliness or loss, and to know that you will be there to listen and welcome us back into your love, protected under the shelter of your wings. We ask these things knowing that you loved us so much, you were prepared for your Son to die for us, that we might live. Father, give us the grace to claim that life and to live faithfully as your family. Amen.
And with our prayers, we bring our offerings. We bring all that we have, all that we are. God, our Maker, Jesus, our Shepherd and our Friend, not only have you given us everything we have, but also the possibility of having or being or doing anything at all. You have given us the opportunity for the length of our human lifetime to explore this fragile, beautiful, broken planet and work with you to make it whole. And you have promised that there is more underneath within or beyond, you give us eternal life. What can we possibly give in return? Nothing less than all we have and all we are. We bring our thanks, our commitment to listen to your voice and to follow wherever you will take us. And so all our prayers we bring together as we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
Are hard to see, and struggles surface everywhere. We lay our lives before His sovereignty. And pray His peace would find us there. Jesus, Lord of peace, is with us now and will forever be. A shepherd king who leads us into perfect still.
Jesus, Lord of peace, is with us now. Amen.
Our worship has ended. Let our loving service in the world begin again. Go and follow Jesus. Listen to him, act like him, live like him, love like him, and experience his love, mercy, and grace. And know that the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is with you and with all those you love, today, tomorrow, and always. Amen.
May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you.
Shine on.